Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. As you know, on Saturdays, we focus on you, the CEO, because you are crucial to your strategy. You have to design it and you have to motivate your team in getting it done. And one of the things that helps you do both of those is your personal leadership philosophy. And this leadership philosophy is like a manifesto that you can turn to when you need to figure out what action to take or what decision to make. It's not about goals and benchmarks. It's more about knowing why you're doing things, how you want to lead your team, how you want to show up in the face of a challenge or a crisis, and how you want to celebrate when you win. When you know what your leadership philosophy is, you become both more consistent and more inspirational for your team. This means you're not just telling them what to do and they're following orders, but they're actually engaged with your vision and motivated to get the business there. To figure out what your leadership philosophy actually is, you might want to take a moment to reflect on when you felt your best as a leader. You're going to look for those moments where you were like, yes, I nailed being a leader today, and ask, what was the common thread? Was it leading your team through a crisis? Was it seeing your team achieve something themselves without you? Was it the excitement of a new idea that you all had together and brought into fruition? Then you can think about the feedback that you've had. And this doesn't just have to be from team members. Your peers and your mentors can also reflect back on you, what's happening with your leadership. What qualities are people telling you they value in your leadership? Are you an amazing communicator? Are you incredibly decisive, even when it's hard? Or do they value your compassion? These are the things that highlight the strengths that you can then build on. And they also start to show you the values that are important to you and the business. It's key to understand that your leadership philosophy is not about copy-pasting somebody else's. If you are trying to be somebody else as a leader, that is a recipe for burnout. Leadership is like any other relationship in your life. If you can't show up in the way that is natural to you, eventually you're going to burn out, or you're going to drop the facade and explode the trust that that person has in you. So the first thing you want to do is go back to your core values. These are those non-negotiables in your business. They guide what you do, what you decide, what the culture of your business looks like. If you haven't set your core values, you want to start by asking, what do you stand for? What will you not compromise no matter what? If you've already got some core values, you might want to revisit those and ask if they're still applicable in that format that you have them in. They might need some tweaking if you and the business have evolved. It doesn't mean the value necessarily has changed, but how you express it might have changed. When you're clear on your core values, it's easier for your team. They can see what drives you, they know what to expect from you, and then this fosters trust and commitment, which leads to the bottom line business impacts. Once you've thought about core values, you want to come back to, what do you want to be remembered for as a leader? So think of it as one form of legacy. What this is going to do is help you to think beyond, how much profit did I make? What's my revenue line? What did my marketing look like today? It's going to get you thinking about impact. And this gives you perspective in the day-to-day. It allows you to see the little bumps in the day-to-day for what they are and still keep that long-term goal in mind. So knowing what you want your legacy to be really helps you stay the course when things get tough. And we know as small business owners, things get tough a lot. What's great though is as a small business owner, you can really shape your legacy directly. You are interacting with everyone on your team, with every offer that you put out there, with your customer experience. So you have that firsthand impact as well. So we've thought about your core values. We've thought about what legacy we want to leave. Now we want to think about how we've done so far as a leader. Where were we successful and where were we less successful? Where you were successful, you want to analyze what created that win. Was it great teamwork? Was it innovation? Was it being more strategic? Was it pushing through against all odds? The things that made you successful are going to give you insights into how you lead best. On the flip side, our failures are going to show you where maybe what you're trying right now has some limitations and where you need to adapt. Try to see this as feedback. What does it tell you about how you lead under stress? What does it tell you about how resilient you are as a leader? What does it tell you about how you make decisions? What does it tell you about how you show up when you are stressed? This is going to show you where you might want to adapt your philosophy or develop your leadership skills. Think of your leadership philosophy as the framework that you operate in. So it shows you what success will look like, not just in terms of money, but also in terms of your impact on your team, on your customers, on the community at large. We want to do this work because leading your team should feel empowering, not frustrating. Figuring out what your leadership philosophy is helps you to create a brand and a legacy that feels authentic to everyone around you, and that in turn is going to make the business sustainable.